Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we were telling you earlier in the show that the FAI has been hosting a press conference this morning. They've been speaking about Vera Powell and also the future of Stephen Kenny as Ireland manager, and they confirmed that he will still be in place for the rest of this qualifying campaign. Well, I'm joined on the line now by former Ireland international and soccer analyst Keith Tracy. Good morning, Keith.
How are you, Claire? How are you?
I'm very good. Now, before we have a chat, I just want to have a listen to what the FAI Chief Executive Jonathan Hill has been saying to the media earlier. He's outlining here one of the reasons why they didn't renew Vera Powell's contract. He said it was her approach to the style of play on the pitch.
But we do feel it is important to recognise that in professional football, as in wider sport, there are always disagreements and at times subsequent tension around style and preparation. The manager had her views and believed in her approach. A number of the players, and indeed Mark, simply had a different position. And what we're saying then, in simple terms, is that we genuinely believe that in order to propel the next phase of growth of this team and women's and girls' football in Ireland more broadly, we feel we need a different and fresh approach. There were indeed differences of opinion, but these are part and parcel of the game. But it was clear from discussions with Vera that she was not going to change her fundamental approach.
So, Keith, they weren't happy with her style of play and her style of coaching, and some of the players weren't either. That's what he's saying, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. And it's a staggering thing to say when you think, you know, they're not happy with the style of play and they're not happy with the growth of the team. It's, you know, Vera Powell's got us to our first ever World Cup in the women's game. And I feel we acquitted ourselves really, really well over there. Obviously, when you look at it from the outside in, we didn't win a game. But the calibre of opposition we're up against, Claire, I think has to be taken into. So when you're saying it's not a predetermined thing, I find that very, very hard to believe, because the results that we achieved over there, and I do say achieved because I was fearful that we could have took a right walloping off of one of these bigger teams. And we didn't. We played really, really well. So to say that the way we play is great and on the players shouldn't really have a say in the manager. You know, it's ridiculous. I've never, in all my years of playing professional football, never has one of the big wigs walked in and said, Keith, are you happy with this manager? Keith, would you like this manager to move on? Are you happy with the tactics we're playing? That doesn't come into it. Yeah, you're a professional. You turn up and do your job.
I wonder what that says about the dynamic on the team and in the FAI. You know, if that's what you're saying is your direct experience, then why is he even mentioning that the players had an issue with the style of play and the style of management?
I've absolutely no idea. I remember I was doing the Soccer Saturday show a couple of weeks ago, and Stephen McGuinness was on the show, the PFA representative, and he was reiterating that the players had nothing to do with this. This is not a player's decision. But when you're saying things like the players weren't happy with the style of play, that's putting the players, you're valuing the players' opinion there. And look, I've had players or managers that I didn't exactly get on with, managers that I didn't like the style of play. But that's not my job. My job is to play football. I don't pick the manager. That's somebody else's job. So it does seem like there's a little bit of player power here. And look, I hate saying it, but it does seem like the players are having a bit of, you know, they're ruling the roost here. So look, the FAI, it just seems like they're not being transparent with this whatsoever, because to tell us that this is a footballing decision down to Vera Powell's results and the way she sets up the team, that's the way she had to do it. You know, you have to look at this and think the opposition, the teams we're playing in the World Cup, if we go toe-to-toe with them, they'll hammer us. They'll wipe us off the pitch. So we had to stick around. We had to make it difficult. And look, we could have nicked something against Nigeria. We weren't out of the game against Australia, and against Canada, we were unlucky. So I find it very hard to stomach what they're saying there.
All right,
Claire.
Well, let's move on to the future of Stephen Kenny now as Ireland manager. And it's been confirmed this morning by the FAI that he's going to stay on as Ireland manager for the remainder of this qualifying campaign. So here's Jonathan Hill from the FAI explaining the reasons for that.
It's been a tough Euro 2025 qualifying campaign, which has seen us pitted against two of the best teams in the world in our group. We want to qualify for major tournaments. The public want it. The FAI want it, and football in Ireland needs it. So we are, of course, disappointed to have lost the last two games, and these will be discussed at the next FAI board meeting in September as we review all international windows as normal. Whilst we might not have achieved the results we would have hoped for during this campaign, with qualification for the tournament set as a goal at the outset, I know the manager and players are fully focused on the remaining matches this year, and they will prepare for and deliver those games accordingly. Once these matches are played, and as with the Women's World Cup campaign, we will then conduct an in-depth review of the campaign in its entirety and after the final friendly match in November against New Zealand. The board will then meet to consider this review and next steps.
Okay, so Keith, he's staying in place for the remainder of the campaign, but what do you read into the rest of what Jonathan Hill had to say and what it might mean for Stephen Kenny?
Well, he's basically saying they're going to review it at the end of the international window. So, look, I think we all know that Stephen Kenny's results haven't been good enough. You don't need me to come on here and say that. So he's saying that he's talking about the progression of the team. I would argue there's been very little progression of the team. And international football is not about progression players. It's about winning games of football to get to major tournaments. And we're a million miles off getting to a major tournament in the men's game. You know, I thought if we'd have finished third in this group, we'd have been in around par. We're in fourth. We're looking up at Greece. We have to go and beat the Greeks now here on the third, the end of October. That looks like a big, big ask, because the Greeks were brilliant. They absolutely battered us in the first half over there. So, look, I think it's down to financial restraints, Claire, if I'm being honest. I don't think the FAI have the means to pay Stephen Kenny up the remainder of his contract. So,
okay,
I'm not too sure. I think that's basically it. I think if they
there may not be anybody available, you know, to take up the job. And why would you anyway for a campaign that you're probably not going to be successful in?
Well, yeah, look, if you're a manager and you do want this job, Claire, you want to get into that door as soon as possible. You want these games against Greece and Gibraltar because you can start picking players, you can experiment, you can basically use these as friendly, because we're not going to qualify out of this group. So whether we win, lose or draw the next three games in the Euros, it doesn't matter. So
yeah,
you want to come in, you want to have a look at the lads under pressure. You don't want your first game with this new set of lads to be a competitive game in the Nations League.
Because that makes sense.
Exactly. But it just makes sense to get a new manager in. Stephen came in as we were in a playoff with Slovakia. We ended up losing it. So, you know, it makes no sense. Every manager that wants this job will want to get into that seat as soon as possible. But to be honest with you, Claire, I think it comes back down to financial restraints.
All right. You think it's about the cash. Keith, thanks very much. Keith Tracy there, former Ireland international and soccer analyst. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.